Chairman, I know I've written about, dealt with Peter probably 15 years as a journalist and commentator at AGMs, etc. I know, for instance, that he was, I think, running Myer back in the mid-90s at the time when Andrew Scott was running the Coles-Myer property portfolio. So clearly there's a historical relationship there between our former managing director. They were both part of the Coles-Myer management team. I'd like to hear from Peter about his personal relationship with Mr. Scott, about the history of his appointment to the Centro boards. I mean, obviously Mr. Scott left Coles a lot earlier than Peter did. How did that process work? I'd like to hear from him as to whether he regarded Mr. Scott as a personal friend. And I'd also like to hear from him on a couple of issues. There's been press reports about the fact that Mr. Scott, arrogantly, some people said, knocked back financing, you know, second half of last year, because it was too expensive. And we kept on delaying, delaying and delaying until eventually we were right on the top of the cliff, and then we went bang and we just collapsed in a complete heap. If we'd taken this slightly more expensive financing earlier, we would have obviously been a lot better. The early bird caught the worm in this credit crisis, and we sat there and didn't recognise that the world has changed. We waited too long. We finished with very little. So can Mr. Wilkinson tell us a bit about what happened in that financing situation, and also whether he ever said no to a proposal put up by Mr. Scott and the management team? Was there any deal that came along, you know, let's spend the $3 billion here, $4 billion there? Was there any deal where he banged the table and said, listen, my old Coles friend, this is a bridge too far, we're not doing this one. Was there ever any disputes, or did this board with Peter on it agree to everything that was served up by the very strong-willed, aggressive and long-entrenched management team that was at place at Centro when we blew up our $4 or $5 billion?
Thank you for those questions. First of all, I'm going to decline to answer anything in respect of the refinancing on the basis that it relates to the facts underpinning the litigation issue, and I don't believe it's in the interests of our members for that to be discussed in an open meeting while that litigation is underway. In respect of the questions, balance of the questions, I'm going to make some comments and then just simply see if Peter wants to add to them. Peter has made an enormous contribution. I've obviously only seen Peter in action for about 2 years. He has brought a great deal of insight to discussions. He has a particularly keen appreciation of our business viewed from a retailer's perspective, which is extremely useful. He is vigorous, and I actually have seen him, contrary to the myth, you know, stand up to management and interrogate and shift ground as a result of that. In terms of his connection with Andrew Scott, I'm sure he has known Andrew Scott for many years, and probably in more than one capacity, as you point out, due to the Coles-Myer days. But every observation I've made of Peter's relationship with Mr. Scott at a board level was that it was entirely professionally correct and rigorous. And I personally think nothing more needs to be said on that. But Peter, do you wish to add to any of those comments?
Chairman, genuinely not much to add other than the obvious observation that as a cat's follower, one can't be too close to somebody who follows a killer.